Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Movie Minds podcast. First of all, I would like to apologize for all the listeners. It's been a really long time since we posted. We've been going through a lot of stuff in our personal life, so we couldn't post regularly. But I think from now on, you guys can expect regular podcasts at least once a week. So I have with me my fellow podcaster, Fahim.
Hello guys, welcome back. Good to be reaching out to you guys again. Really excited.
So today we got a very very special movie.
It's not just special. It's not just special for one set of people. Or
I wouldn't say it's super special to me personally, but I guess it's the talk of the town. At least it's the talk of the town and among people, those who go watch cinema in theaters. I'm pretty sure you guys would have guessed it by now. It's KGF 2. So we're going to be discussing about KGF 2, what we felt after watching the movie. So before we start with KGF 2 discussion, I would like to brief about my experience watching KGF 1, and Fahim will give us experience about what he thinks. We both have different opinions about this movie. So yeah, for me personally, I didn't like KGF 1 much because I don't know. I didn't watch it in theaters. I watched it on Amazon, and I don't know. It kind of gave me a headache. One of the biggest problems for me with the movie was the edit pattern. It kept editing so quick, like it was more like a jump cut than a proper, a cinematic shot. So it just gave me headache. It just was so quick, the edits. I just couldn't follow what was happening. And in the end, I just didn't feel the intensity of the movie. Yeah, but Fahim, what do you think? What did you think after watching the first part?
In the starting, even I felt like it was a bit too loud. But like after few months, like when people were really like talking about it, I like got used to there was something beyond that. So I was really waiting for KGF 2. So KGF 1 for me was like a slow burner. Yeah. Okay. By the time I reached to KGF 2, I knew how the edits and how the sound was going to be, so that didn't bother me much.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, now as you guys know, now we both have different opinions about KGF 1. KGF 2 was better for me because, as I said, the edits in first one was just too fast for me, and I just couldn't follow what was happening, and just wasn't, the intensity wasn't there for me. But second part was way better in my opinion, because they gave time to breathe. Like each scene had its own, like there were moments, there were pauses in the scenes. Even though it was still pretty fast paced movie, at least when compared to first part, the second part was more cinematic, I would say, as in each shot was seen, like there was some time for us to notice what's happening in each scene. But in first part, it just wasn't there for me. But one main credit we have to give for KGF is both parts is world building. World building in both parts were very, very good. Like that, in my opinion, is the biggest USP of this movie.
Personally, I wouldn't like be comparing KGF 1 and KGF 2 because KGF 1 happened long back, and when people got to the theaters, all they needed to know was who was dead. Garuda.
Yeah, Garuda.
Garuda was dead. That's all we needed to take from KGF 1. So I personally, if you look at KGF 2 as a separate movie, I think it gave us all.
Also with KGF 2, what I really liked was the screenplay was very focused. In first part, there was this love scene.
So
the
first
scene
of all, Santosh, tell me if you liked the, the movie KGF, or do you dislike it, or you are somewhere in the between? Because I'm getting confused vibes. Sometimes you're telling.
Okay, I'll tell you my art. I'll tell you my.
Sometimes you're praising the storyline. You're praising the world building.
I mean, it didn't work for me entirely, but then certain scenes, the world building, all those things.
You mean certain aspects of the movie?
Yeah, exactly. Certain aspects.
So
of
you
the
would
movie
give credits to the director more than anything.
I mean, my first praise would be to the director, and then to the music director.
What didn't you think worked for the movie? What upset you about the movie?
What upset me about the movie? I didn't like the romantic aspect of the movie at all. It just didn't work for me. It was just too odd. Also, to me personally.
Okay, when it came to romance about the movie, what I thought was like, it's basically a war movie.
Yeah.
It's so hard to bring in romance in a war.
So then why do you even have to have a love track in it? You could have just avoided it, right?
That would have been too dry, bro. This is a commercial movie.
It isn't adding to the screenplay, right? Except for one scene,
This is a fiction commercial war movie.
I agree, but except for one scene, I don't. At least it should have been sketched out better. But for one scene, I would say okay, the female, the love interest was fine, because just for the sentiment scene where she would say, you know, like she would come tell him that she's pregnant, that scene, just for that single scene, the whole whatever the love track, I wouldn't say it's watchable, but still I'm okay with it. But I think she still
had a major role, because she's the reason, like, he took over the territory. She is the main reason.
It's not because of her. It's because of her mother. Her mother wanted him to rule the world.
That's not a reason,
I mean, his
bro.
Mother.
That's a dream. But I'm talking about in the starting of the movie. Because of her, like, everything starts building up. If you remember, they bring her, like, in a chained manner.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even understand why would she, like, in the first part itself, she would fall for him, right?
Yeah, she would.
Then why would she, like, rebel in the second part?
Bruce, just because she falls for him doesn't mean she's going to, like, walk away from him. That's, you know, like, she is more than the gold itself, if you ask me. Like, that was a, like, this.
Mm.
Like the starting, like when you like push the dominoes, you know, like everything falls. So okay. I think she was she was an important aspect.
Okay, let's talk about acting in this movie. What do you think of Yash's acting?
I already told you, like when it comes to these macho movies,
mm-hmm.
it's not about the acting. It's about like how well you can like give that micro expressions. It all comes down to that. If you look at any Marvel movie for that matter, superhero movie, it all comes down to just those micro expressions. If you're good with that and if it clicks, I think.
But I can't even remember one scene where he had to act in this movie. All he had to do was either shoot people or hit people or walk in slow motion. Or I don't know, that's it. Like, except for I can't even think of one scene where he had to, you know, emote. It's just his personality, his figure, he's using it to the maximum. That's it. And I guess even the director wants the same. And the scenes where he had to act in this movie wasn't convincing to me. Okay, let's talk about the characters in the movie. There are 2-3 big major characters. One of them is Sanjay Dutt's character called Adira. And he actually fit the role really well. We were able to believe when he dodged those 1,000 bullets. we were able to believe when he held the bridge with his own hands. So Sanjay Dutt to me was very effective. Adhira was, I haven't seen many Sanjay Dutt's movies, but I think he was very good. I mean, I was complaining that, you know, Rocky by Ash didn't have proper scenes to act. On the contrary, Sanjay Dutt had really good scenes. In fact, he performed really well in certain scenes, and I really liked what he brought to the movie. And even Ravina Tandon as Prime Minister, even though her role is pretty small, I think she did a good job. You were able to believe that she was this, she was a dictator or whatever. Like she had everything under control. So yeah, what did you think?
I had one doubt about her character.
Yeah.
Initially, the reason she's bought into, like, she's made Prime Minister is to destroy Rocky Bhai.
No, not Rocky Bhai, destroy KGF.
KGF.
Yeah.
But once she gets into power, she doesn't even know, like, what KGF is. Like, you have seen that scene where that police...
No, I don't think they bring in... I mean, she wasn't aware that she was brought in to destroy KGF. But people around her wanted to bring her in because they thought if she becomes the Prime Minister, she'll be able to bring down KGF.
Okay, it was like that.
Yeah. I mean, she's so powerful. People
like,
thought she was the right person.
Like,
for,
she would be like fearless.
Yeah, exactly. People thought she'll be able to, you know, bring down KGF.
Yeah, I also liked her characterization. Like, it was like a like good dose of evil, I think.
Yeah, evil, but I guess...
Not evil, but...
I don't think she was corrupt in the movie, right?
Like, to...
Her party people were corrupt. Because when Rocky Boy goes to meet her in the parliament... Yeah. She would say, I'm going to bring you down or something. Like when he kills someone in the parliament. But Rocky Boy will be like, if you're bringing me down, I'm going to bring you down as well. Because 20 people in your, or 20 people in your party are my account holders or whatever. Like I've deposited money in their accounts or something like that. So she would stop him from, I mean, she would stop him being exposed to the public.
But then, like, what Rocky Bhai, like, the reason she was going to catch Rocky Bhai was because he was, like, giving money to, like, every person.
Yeah.
Like, from his funds, the money were being transferred.
Yeah, but she thought this guy was up to something illegal.
No, she didn't think that. She thought even that is illegal. Even, like, you helping people through this, your bad means, even that is illegal. I think that's the, like... But at the end of the story, I think her characterization was, like, really good. So, Santosh, overall, how was the movie for you? Like, what would you say?
Movie was good, but the hype was just unreal that, you know...
You had to watch it. It was
You
either...
had to watch it, and I knew it wasn't going to match to the hype people gave, because we watched it after 10 days or something.
Yeah,
and you know, by the time the hype was just over the top
for me, like, it was, the hype was equal to the movie, like the like it didn't get any like over or undeserved hype.
So, no, like for me, I don't know, I saw like few public reviews and I was like, okay, this is gonna, people are hyping it up too much. I just wanted to know what.
Okay, since you're saying this, I'm curious what the IMDb rating is for this.
I mean, to be honest, I don't give a shit about what the rating is. I mean, movie watching is very personal and it's what I think of the movie. And to me, I wouldn't say it was a bad movie at all. It was a good watch. And I can understand why there is so much love for the movie. Like, there's just those moments where people will enjoy. They go to the movie just to, you know, feel the hype, feel the mass moments. And I think those moments were there in the movie and they were made well. And I understand why people like this movie a lot. I mean, as I said, I don't think it was a bad movie at all. It was a good movie, but I just don't think it was exceptional. That's it.
Yeah, for me it was like kind of the same. The whole point of the movie was to like, it was like I'll call it a theater orgy. The whole point of the movie was to like yeah. large groups of people.
Yeah, if you guys watch it on TV or laptop yeah. or phone, I don't think you guys will have the same effect, because it's those mass moments, and those mass moments you can only get it on the big screen, not on your TV or on your laptop.
I think this is the first time in Indian cinema, correct me if I'm wrong, like there's gonna be people are excited about a third part of a movie coming up. I don't think it has happened to
India. Yeah, in Indian cinema, I think this is the first.
So that's a standalone
room. Mm.
So
I think what they were able to achieve is great. I mean, the craze for Rocky Boy is just unreal.
Also, we get to learn from here that you don't need experience, just the Arachamave Arekra, those kind of heroes to make your film.
I mean, Rocky Boy was pretty
like,
much...
This is like the example, bro. Like, this is just his second film.
Yash was pretty much unknown to our audience. I didn't know who Yash was before KGF.
This is like effort more than anything else.
Yeah. But I can't guarantee if, you know, Yash acts in another next... I don't know, in another movie.
And it goes viral.
I'm not sure when that will happen, because...
Because there's no nothing.
I think this movie more. Bro, the craze is for Rocky Boy, not for Yash.
He has gone viral as much as he can in a lifetime, bro. I don't think there's any more levels to reach.
Yeah, so, I don't. It's gonna be really, really hard to beat this movie. Yeah. In terms of in terms of commercial, in terms of popularity.
Yeah, that might be like a disadvantage for him. But maybe... first film is such a big...
But you never know. If your content is good, people are going to accept it, I guess.
Yeah, there's also KGF 3, so...
Yeah, let's see. I'm not sure what KGF 3 is going to be like, but yeah, if it happens... I don't know.
We should make a podcast on what it's gonna be about, like predictions for, like, if you're so hyped up and we're so jobless, we can actually spend some.
That's the only time will tell. I think we should conclude now. Yeah, that's it for today's episode.
That's it for KGF
2. Until next
have
time,
fun, guys.
It's me and Fahim signing off.
See you.
Have a great day.